Well, I'm going to go ahead and start this thing off. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think I said something a couple weeks ago. Look, I got fined $25,000 for not talking to you all. And me personally, I really don't care. But at the same time, answer questions throughout the week. But for the league to fine me $25,000, I'm not going to answer any more questions for the rest of this year. If it's going to be an interview, I'm going to conduct it. So I'll answer my own questions, ask myself the questions, then give y'all the answers. So from here on out, I'm not answering any more questions for the rest of this season. And enough said of that. Now we get to the game. Let me hold it down. All right. I really haven't had a chance to really talk to the guys, so this is no disrespect to the Minnesota Vikings and their organization. The captains, Will Fork, Tommy Boy, Mayo, am I forgetting somebody? Kevin Falk. Man, I missed them guys, man. I missed the team. It was hard for me to come here and play. It's been up and down roller coaster emotionally all week. And then to be able to come in here and see those guys, you know, running plays that, you know, I know what they're doing and the success they had on the field, the running game. So I kind of know what type of feeling they have in their locker room, man. And, you know, I just want to be able to tell the guys that, you know, I missed the hell out of them. Every last helmet in that locker room, man. Deion Branch came up to me after the game and, you know, I've never really had a chance to meet Deion Branch, but, you know, it was definitely a pleasure to meet him. You know, Coach Belichick, he gave me an opportunity to be a part of something special. And that's something I really take to heart. You know, I actually salute Coach Belichick and his team for the success they've had before me, during me, and after me. So I'm actually stuck for words just because of the fact that, man, this is just a lot of memories here. And you know, to the New England Patriots fans, that ovation at the end of the game, that really felt heartwarming. I think I actually shed a tear for that. But, you know, like I said, man, it's been an emotional roller coaster this whole week. And tried to prepare, tried to talk to the players and coaches about how this game was going to be played. And a couple tendencies here, a couple tendencies here. But the bad part about it, you have 6 days to prepare for a team, and on the seventh day, that's Sunday, meaning the day, I guess they come over to me and say, Dag Ross, you was right about this, about a couple plays and a couple of schemes that they were going to run. And it hurts as a player that you put a lot of hard work in, you know, all week, and toward the end of the week, Sunday when you get on the field, that's when they acknowledge about the hard work you put in throughout the week. So that's actually a disappointment. You know, I can't really say enough about this team and this organization. I met with Ms. Kraft before the game because I really didn't have a chance to talk to her before I left, and I just thank Ms. Kraft for the opportunity to let me be part of something special. The New England Patriots has always been a special organization, and I've always watched from afar. And when I got drafted by Minnesota, and I think I said this a couple weeks ago, I felt obligated of trying to bring a Super Bowl to Minnesota. And, you know, this season's still not over. Do I know what next season and the future is going to bring? No, I do not. But all I can say is, man, it's a lot of work that we leave on the field each day. It's a lot of film study that we leave in that room each day. I know how hard these guys work here in New England. And the only thing that I really tried to do is take what the best coach in football history has brought upon me, or the knowledge that he's given me about the game of football. And I tried to just sprinkle it off, you know, to the guys the best way I know how. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and end this interview. You know, I have my family to see. Definitely down that we lost this game because I didn't really expect for us to lose this game, knowing that, you know, we had a few things that we had to clean up. But like I said, they played a good game. I wish we could have had that three at the end of the half. Maybe it could have been different. Maybe not. But you know, I don't know how many more times I'm going to be up here in New England, but I'm going to leave the New England Patriots, Coach Belichick, man, with a salute, man. I love you guys. I miss you. I'm out.